With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The first few days of Hastings Raiders football practice have been wonderful, according to head coach Dana Strain. Coach Strain joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday to give us an update, and coming off of that 8-2 season 1 year ago, there's been plenty of excitement on the Hill. It was a great first few days.
It was, and that's something that I've noticed. You know, 9 through 12, the kids have been very receptive, as you said, and kids are showing up. They're on time. They're energetic. They're hustling, as we asked them to do. And, you know, from my end, it hasn't been long enough yet to kind of see where we're at. You know, none of the position battles have really settled themselves. It's just that we're trying to get our feet on the ground and know where we're going and know how we run a practice. And up to this point, I've been really happy. So, and that's 9 through 12. So it seems like it's going to be a fun group to work with, and kids that'll work hard and very coachable, so very excited after a couple of days.
Very similar to what we heard about from head coach Kevin Haglund of the Prescott Cardinals football team last week. In that first week of football practice in Minnesota as well, there's a progression that usually goes from shirts and helmets, and eventually to helmets, shoulder pads, and the complete getup. As Coach Strain tells fans, it's all about adjusting to this late summer heat.
This whole first week is designed to be non-contact, which I won't get into what that means. They give you a definition of it. So it doesn't mean that you're not bumping into other guys. It just means that you can't, you know, go above to the point of what they classify as contact. But they do allow you to sort of acclimate your kids to the heat during the first week. And that's really what it's sort of designed to be, is make sure we've got acclimation to the heat. And so what they allow you to do is you kind of get to add a little bit of pads throughout the week as you go along. And so we were able to be in shoulder pads for an hour today, and we'll get a little bit more time with them tomorrow. And eventually you evolve into full pads. And it's next week when you can start to do what they call full contact. So next week is when you are able to, you know, do some of your live inter-squad scrimmaging, and that's where we'll need to get to early next week before we can really, you know, start to see where we're at in terms of playing, you know, physical and how certain kids handle the contact piece of it. But that's what it looks like. It's good. It's for the safety of the kids, and it's for the heat acclimatization is what we're doing. So that's what our first week looks like.
The best word to describe these kids over the first few days of Hastings Raiders football practice is receptive. And we used that word earlier on in the interview, as these kids and the entire coaching staff have worked so well cohesively in setting kids up to be in the right spot to succeed. Coach Strain has said it before, he's blessed to have this coaching staff.
It is a blessing for me, and I know we've talked about that before, but really, you know, obviously I've got a role. You know, I've got my assistant coaches, and they're experts in all of their areas, and they're veterans, and so they just do a great job. And really, I'm there to sort of make sure practices are running and we've got good tempo and kids kind of know where they're going. But once they get where they're supposed to be, our coaches are doing a great job with them, and I trust them, and they make my life a lot easier. So that's been excellent. And then on the kids' end of it, 2 days in, so like you mentioned, you know, you got some of your younger guys aren't even sure what position they should be going to yet. And so there's always a little bit of confusion. But what I like to see is the kids want to know where to go. So when they do have that confusion, they're not lazy about it. You can see they want to find the right spot to get to, and they're trying to follow the lead of the older guys. So it's been fun. Kids are doing everything we can ask, and the coaches have been awesome.
It's not just all about on the field. This classroom and film study will also begin very soon in practice. Coach Strain explains.
Yep, there's a lot that you can do, and a lot of different things that we will end up doing. So, you know, today one of my big points of emphasis is working on updating our huddle rosters, which is our online video vault, and it also is a place where we can store our playbook. And I had to get all of our new kids added in there to the roster so that they have access to it, and I had to get at it today because the kids were asking. And that's what's neat. The kids want to study the playbook. They want to start doing some extra things to, you know, help them better understand mentally what they're doing. When we've had the kids, you know, in for practices, we do conduct meetings, but we've been in the meeting room, and we'll continue to do that more, and then we'll start filming practices as well. We're able to watch that with the kids in certain meetings, but the kids can also go home and watch that on that huddle account. So we're starting to do that classroom thing, and we'll do more with the video, and the kids are hungry for it. That's what's fun about it, is the kids want to do that extra stuff. And so, like I said, I've just been very happy with where we're at right now in terms of our work ethic and our desire, and so just very pleased.
We will be on to scrimmage week next week, as on Tuesday, the Raiders will host their annual blue-gold scrimmage with a site not quite known yet. Then it's on to their annual scrimmage in Bloomington over the weekend. Coach Drain on the upcoming schedule.
Yep, we'll scrimmage next Tuesday. We just don't know if we'll have access to the field or not for that. So when we do have access to the field, of course, we do the evening scrimmage called the Blue Gold Scrimmage. If we don't, we may have to adjust and bring that back on campus. Either way, that Tuesday is a big day for us. That's a live, full-go scrimmage. It's a lot of mental work up to that point, and that's where you start to kind of see, you know, how players respond to the contact of the sport. That'll start to help kind of determine some of those position battles. But then the big one is at the end of next week, and that's where we go up to Bloomington Jefferson, and we've got Bloomington Jefferson, Sartell, and St. Paul Central. It's been a very good scrimmage for us the last couple years, and that's where you get the chance to see yourself against somebody different than yourself, and that's a huge evaluation tool for us as well. So you're just kind of building mentally until you get to those kind of check marks there, and that's where we really start to determine some of those starting jobs. And then after that Bloomington Jefferson scrimmage, then you're into week three where you're just game planning for your first opponent.
We'll have more on the Raiders next week. The schedule of live broadcasts for the fall season of 2019 is found at KDWA.com. But for now, here's a look at some of the early season highlights we'll have right here on the radio. We start with the first fall sports broadcast of the year, and it will be a Friday night under the lights. It'll be August 23rd at home at Laney Field. The Prescott football team will open their 2019 game season. The Hodags will be in town for a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll have your pregame show live on KDWA at 6:30. We go from football to volleyball on the 26th of August as the Hastings girls volleyball team will open their 2019 season at home. They'll take on the Woodbury Royals, an old suburban East Conference rival. That'll be a 7 o'clock start, 6:45 pregame right here on KDWA. Then it's the Hastings Raiders football team's chance to open their season. That'll be on Thursday, August 29th. Remember, a Thursday evening. It'll be the unveiling of McNamara Stadium at Todd Field and all of the refurbishments that have happened over this past summer. The Raiders will open with Henry Sibley. What else is new? The rivalry continues on the 29th, 7 o'clock, right here on KDWA. We'll have your season opening pregame show at 6:15 p.m. Then we move back over to Prescott. The Cardinals will play on the road at Durand live on KDWA on Friday, August 30th. Then a 7 o'clock kickoff. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.